Diary, January 1899. Hamilton, Newcastle, New South Wales, Australia. January 1st to 5th, 1899. January 1st, 1899, Hamilton, New South Wales. 1898 has passed into eternity. Sabbath and Sunday have been interesting days to us. We have never seen the interest among the people on this wise before. Sabbath morning, I spoke in the early morning meeting. Also on Sunday morning, the Lord gave me something to say to our people in regard to harmony and unity among believers, if we expected to see the salvation of God. This period of time was of large importance to every one of us. We need the deep moving of the Spirit of God. We need now to have a living connection with God. We need to clear all the rubbish away from the door of the heart and open the door to invite the heavenly guest to abide with us. We know that the angels of God are upon this encampment. We have never seen larger congregations assembled upon any campground in any location. There was a large number on Sabbath afternoon, and the Lord was truly in our midst. I spoke from Luke 10, the question of the lawyer, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And the answer Christ threw back upon the lawyer, "What is written in the law? How readest thou?" The lawyer said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." Christ said, "Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live." Verses 25 to 28. It is not the mere assent to the evidence of truth, but it is the carrying out of every principle God requires. The people listened with intense interest. Then we had a social meeting, and the whole congregation was invited to be free and unite with us in testimony meeting. There were many testimonies born, good and spirited, by those who had attended the meetings. This was indeed a spiritual meeting. The Lord Jesus was in our midst in deed and in truth. After the meeting closed, Dr. Caro spoke well on the health question. Sunday afternoon, there were about 1,200 people out to hear. There was most perfect order on the ground and in the tent. There was no strolling about. All were interested to hear, and they did hear. In the afternoon, I spoke to the people. In the evening, there were about 2,000 people out to hear. In the afternoon, as I was leaning on the arm of my son, about to enter my hired room, a man came hurrying up, saying, "I must speak with Mrs. White. I have wanted to say to her it was her writings in Patriarchs and Prophets and Great Controversy that saved my life. She was very sick and knew she must die. She could obtain no help from physicians or ministers, but she searched your books I had purchased from canvassers, and she found out what she must do to be saved. She is now dead, but it was in these books she found just what she needed. The Lord gave her peace and happiness, and now I am searching them just as she did, and I shall be helped as she was." And he repeated again, "It was those books that made everything so plain to my wife. She seemed to understand how to believe, how to take God at His word. She had great peace and comfort and joy in her sickness, and died in hope, rejoicing in Christ." January 2, 1899, Hamilton, Newcastle, New South Wales. I met quite a number of ministers, those men who composed the board. After a praying season, I read important matter in regard to harmonious action, and a deep impression was made upon all present. Then we talked in reference to many plans for carrying forward the work. All the forenoon was thus occupied. Then we had an interview with Dr. Caro, he setting forth their situation as a sanitarium. Then Brother Salisbury had some talk with me in reference to Brother Palmer leaving Melbourne, which Brother Palmer was anxious to do if another man could be found to stand in his place in Melbourne. He seems to feel that they will be left without suitable help if Brother Palmer leaves. Brother Nichols called to see me in reference to his duty to give himself to the work. Brother Goodhart and his sister and mother called upon me to say goodbye before leaving for Adelaide. Brother and Sister Tenney had an interview with me, with reference to their making their home in Melbourne. We rode out in the evening and met many, many carriages full of people. It is the last day of the holidays, and certainly it has been the most successful camp meeting we have ever held. January 3, 1899. Hamilton, Newcastle, New South Wales. I slept well last night. I was up at 2:15. I have every reason to be thankful to our Heavenly Father for the precious meetings we have had on these grounds. The attendance of the people has been remarkable. I spoke this afternoon, and we hope some good was accomplished. I tried to present in clear lines the duties of mothers in training their children. Here is the great neglect. January 5, 1899. Hamilton, Newcastle, New South Wales.
Spoke to mothers. Proverbs 2, verse 1-9. I spoke this afternoon to 150 people, mostly women, in regard to the training of children, and it seemed, after I have talked 1 hour, that I had talked but 20 minutes upon the education and training of children. Ye are laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. Mothers and fathers have a great work to do. The Lord will work with our efforts to accomplish a work for ourselves, that in meeting the divine requirements we can accomplish a work for others. If parents could only see that which God sees in the human agents, and would treat the children as younger members of the Lord's family, they would feel their great responsibility of teaching them to be true and faithful to God, who gave His life for them.